Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's April 2nd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Attack against Iran, Trump bond, Big Sur, expensive homes, and solar eclipse. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, there's been an airstrike on Iran's consulate building in Damascus, Syria. Iran claims that the top commander in their Revolutionary Guard has been killed. They blame Israel. Iran says the building was targeted with six missiles from Israeli F-35 warplanes. They claim between five and seven people were killed. Asked for comment, the Israeli Defense Forces says it does not comment on foreign reports. Donald Trump has posted his $175 million bond in his New York City civil trial. That means that New York's attorney general will not be able to pursue Donald Trump's assets and bank accounts, at least until the appeals are settled. The original bond was $454 million, but an appeals court agreed to lower it to the also absurd $175 million. If Trump didn't pay it, then the attorney general could have frozen his bank accounts and seized properties, and oh, how she would have loved that. The beautiful Big Sur section of Highway 1 in California has crumbled into the ocean, just a part of it. Erosion is a massive problem in California. In San Diego, there's a train that goes right along the coast. It's beautiful, but the cliffs keep eroding. So now they're thinking about putting the train underground, which everyone near there hates that idea. But in Big Sur now, the parks are closed and 1,600 people were stranded, couldn't get out. They've since been able to open up one lane. In 22 states, you need a six-figure income to afford the typical home. That's how much money you need to make to afford the median-priced home. The most expensive states, number five, Washington, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., Hawaii is $135,000, and in California, you need to make $197,000 to afford the median-priced home. The least expensive states, Kentucky at $65,000, then Indiana, Arkansas, Ohio, and the most affordable, least expensive, Mississippi, $63,000 a year. We have a solar eclipse coming next Monday from 2:27 to 3:35 Eastern. The path goes over San Antonio and Dallas, then through Little Rock, through the southeast portion of Missouri, Indianapolis, and then up over Buffalo and northern New York and the top of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. That's the path. Historically, there's quite a bit of cloud cover over most of that path. The last eclipse I was a part of, it was wild because when it turned dark, all the crickets and frogs came out and they were going crazy like it was the middle of the night. And then the sun came back and they were all very confused. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, as we heard on Good Friday, Jesus of Nazareth said one of his few sentences while hanging from a wooden cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Roman soldiers supervising his execution rarely heard words like that. Instead, they most often heard curses and cries for mercy from the doomed. The mandate of the Roman legions was to obey their superiors in all things. They killed on order. They, of course, accepted that. Today, we have politicians in power who certainly know the damage they are doing by failing to protect American citizens. The open border, ordered by President Biden, has led to thousands of deaths, both directly and indirectly. The failure to punish criminals is resulting in daily casualty counts across the nation that are horrifying. Yet the insanity continues. Why? The only answer is the failure of callous politicians to admit mistakes and course correct. They simply will not do the right thing. So should we forgive them? I cannot, unless they show contrition and begin to change. To me, President Biden is a dangerous man. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, a weak woman. California Governor Gavin Newsom, completely self-absorbed. Of course, there are politicians on the right who fall into those categories. I hope Jesus forgives all these people in the end, but it's very tough for me to watch the carnage taking place. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Vicky says, what is it going to take to wake up the American people? I don't know. I'm dealing with my own state now, New York, and I think that this is a turning point, but I don't know. I don't know how any human being, and I shouldn't say that, I don't know how about any person at this point in history could vote for progressives. I don't. They're doing so much damage. I put myself in Germany in 1933. You had to see what the Nazi Party was doing. You had to. It was there for everybody to see. Yet 40% of the German people voted for it. What? Now, I'm not comparing the progressive movement to the Nazi movement. That's not a valid comparison. I'm trying to tell you that there are some people who are so dense you can't get through. But it's just staggering to me. Sharon, a bigger question is why Ronna McDaniel would take the position on NBC for money. Why do you think she took the position? They offered her a lot of money. And she wanted to get her message out. I would have done the same thing. Bill McClure, Phoenix, Arizona. Bill, I heard you talk about your killing books for some time now. My wife found me a copy of Killing Patton. It just started. It's incredible. You know, at this point, I use the word history a lot. You really have to know your history. That's why I wrote Confronting the Presidents down in September. You really got to know how far away we are drifting from our original spirit in traditional America, how far away a country's veering from it. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 511 years ago today, a Spanish sailor approached the southeast coast of North America. He named the peninsula the Land of Flowers, or in his native language, Florida. Here is the story of Juan Ponce de León. Born in 1416 into a noble family, young Juan served in the military and was then appointed the royal governor of San Juan, now Puerto Rico. During his travels, he became obsessed with rumors of a magical spring somewhere in the tropics. The water could heal the injured. Those who drank from its source would live forever. the Fountain of Youth. On April 2nd, 1513, the Spaniard and his crew landed near present-day San Augustine. His camp was the first outpost in what was to become the United States of America. To ease critics back in Madrid, Juan claimed his journey was also a quest for gold. He searched the Everglades, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and the Gulf of Mexico for the Fountain of Youth. He traded information with native tribes for its exact location. But of course, he never found the mythical site. In 1521, Ponce returned to Florida in a bid to establish a permanent Spanish colony. Hostile natives attacked his expedition. The party then retreated to Cuba, where De Leon died from wounds he suffered fighting the Native Americans. He was just 46 years old. And here's something else you might not know. While Juan is celebrated for his adventure, he was also notorious for his cruelty towards the Indians. After several massacres, the King of Spain demoted De Leon as governor of Puerto Rico after 2 years on the job. He was replaced by the descendant of another very famous explorer, the son of Christopher Columbus. He was a little bit better, but not all that much. The Spanish really worked over the Indians of North America and the Caribbean. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.